Child welfare officials in Miami have made an awful discovery. A 5-year-old girl in their care is missing, and it took more than a year for anyone to notice. A desperate hunt is on to find the child, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Right now, no one who is supposed to know where little 5-year-old Relia Wilson is has any clue about her whereabouts. It's a bureaucratic foul-up of huge proportions, and that's according to a top state bureaucrat herself.
The ineptness in this case by the worker and the supervisor is appalling.
That's Kathleen Kearney, the Florida Secretary of Children and Family Services. The department placed Relia in foster care with her grandmother back in 1999 after her mother was found unfit because of drug abuse. The last time Relia's grandmother or any state official saw the girl was back in January 2001. That month, someone identifying themselves as a state worker knocked on the door of the grandmother's South Miami home and said they were taking Relia away for some physical testing. A few days later, another supposed worker showed up and asked for Relia's clothes, saying the girl would be away for a while. After that, the girl's trail goes cold. The caseworker assigned to Relia apparently made no entries in the girl's file for more than a year, a lapse compounded by the fact that her supervisor apparently didn't catch the oversight either. Again, Kathleen Kearney.
These two individuals clearly failed this child. We take full responsibility for that.
It wasn't until a state adoption worker visited the grandmother a few weeks ago that the state realized Relia was missing. They immediately called police. There was some fear that Relia might have been abducted or even killed. The girl fit the description of an unidentified African-American girl whose headless body was found near Kansas City, Missouri last year. But yesterday, police compared the palm prints of the two girls and they did not match. Pete Andrew is a spokesman for the Miami-Dade County Police.
As of right now, we are pursuing this case as a missing persons investigation.
Currently, Andrew says, police are working with the grandmother, whom they've declined to identify. They're showing her hundreds of pictures of state child service workers and others to see if anyone fits her recollection of the person that took her grandchild away. They're also hoping to find a DNA sample from the girl to aid in the investigation. Meanwhile, child advocates say the case highlights what they say are long-time lapses in the management of Florida's 23,000-person-strong Children and Family Services bureaucracy. Jack Levine, the executive director of the nonprofit Center for Florida Children, says the agency has been whipsawed between inadequate resources and a new mandate to turn services over to the private sector.
The volume of cases which come to their attention, the need for recruitment of workers, of shelter parents, of foster parents, of adoptive homes, the need to pay for, under minimal resources, the services that we've identified the children need to survive and succeed have all been chronic challenges.
It is a problem that is now attracting the state's legislature. Today, even as state workers desperately search for Relia Wilson, in the state capitol, a legislative committee is set to begin a new round of hearings on oversight of the State Department of Children and Family Services. The Relia Wilson case will likely figure prominently. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.